Okay, right. Don't blow smoke because I can't see.
And there it starts. All right, what's up, guys? This is our very first episode on this. My name is Barn, and we've got a couple friends here today.
I'm Rage Reaper, partner broadcaster on Mixer.com.
Beanstalk. Yep.
I'm Troutdoor.
And the bitch.
She is the bitch. The bitch.
No comment.
Everybody's got to remember that. And then just as everybody knows, there's a slight little disclaimer on this. This is all just explicitly our own views and opinions. Everything we talk about is none of it has been sponsored or paid for in any way, shape, or form. We're not required to say this at all.
I bought you pizza, though.
That doesn't count.
Hashtag. That means I own you.
No, that means you bought me pizza.
But pizza.
Hashtag anyway. Stitch monster. I will never be bought.
I will never be bought.
Hey, if Monster sponsored this, I'd be all right with that.
I know you would.
Right, get us one of those nice little tabletop refrigerators.
Fuck that. I want a kegerator filled with that shit.
You want a keg full of Monster?
Yes.
Yeah, does that surprise you at all?
And I would drink it all in one day.
That's like a keg of Four Locos.
And I'll be running into the emergency.
Fuck Four Locos.
Do you want an ER full of high schoolers? Because that's how you get an ER full of high schoolers. Right.
My lord.
All right. So we got a couple of topics of conversation. We're going to let Beanstalk pick the first one.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going to go to this guy.
Fucking newbie to broadcasting. Holy shit. Let's go.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, honestly, I just wrote
a
random ass.
You got a whole list.
Pick close your eyes and just pray that you pick boobs. Like,
okay. I mean, it's at the top of the list. So
is that how we're doing this
it
now?
It is at the top.
I'm just
going to
write it all down, pick from a hat, and see which way we go.
Hey, it's Barnes' thing, man.
I feel like there's like a game you can play that with like sexual positions. Just put a bunch of them in a hat and draw them.
Reverse monkey tail.
Yo.
Show you some of those positions tonight.
You know the reverse monkey tail? Let's do this.
Oh, shit. Giggity. Tonight, I'll have my earphones in.
Oh, come on. You don't want to be part of it?
I'll be in the closet.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'll be like Quagmire in the closet. Giggity.
Or no,
I'll
be
dude,
like
that's
that.
Why I just hooked up.
It'll be like that one
there.
Dude from Blue Mountain State. First one done.
not all cold stuffed animals are stuffed animals.
Holy freaking shit. Okay, Beanstalk.
Some of them are camered animals.
No, not having.
All right.
We all worship the ground you walk on, and I pray to God you pick boobs. Please pick a topic.
Okay, it's the top of the list, and we are going to talk about boobs today.
Specifically fake boobs. Fake
my hands are in the boobs. Air. I'm
exactly.
Celebrating all that is holy in life.
Obviously, boobs. Rage is a boob guy.
Boobies!
Hey, so is
I'm more of an
boobs.
Ass man, but I love boobies too.
So. I'm a guy.
So, weighing well, in here...
Hey, you know... Hey.
I will admit, I do lean towards, you know, the butt more often than not, but...
Have you seen mine?
Are we being, like, specific on what we're talking about? Breasts?
I thought it was implants.
Yeah,
well, we can do the pros and cons, the yay or nays of the implants versus realities, that kind of stuff. I mean, me personally, I don't care as long as they look good and they taste the same. I mean.
So my view is that, I mean, if there's skin over them, they're real.
I mean, that's true, but then you also have to take into the aspect, though, of like, what if she's dead?
They're probably still real.
But, like, what if you're older and all the rest of your skin is sagging and your tits are fucking banging still?
Or, like, the implant's still there?
Well, and then that's what I'm saying. Like, when you die, your skin decomposes, so eventually it's just going to be a blob of silicone sitting on top of the corpse.
If we bury a corpse that had fake boobs and the corpse starts decomposing, do the silicone implants decompose with the body?
Nope.
Or is it just going to be a
silicone
skeleton?
Like
fucking
it's going to be a skeleton with, like, more than likely what's going to happen with the silicone implants is, like, after the skin dissolves, the silicone's probably just going to fall off and just
see,
to
exactly.
Slop to the sides. I mean, you're going to dig that up.
Eventually, at some point in time, those real boobies will be fake.
Beanstalk, why are you digging up dead bodies?
I'm just saying.
And where the fuck
future.
Was I for this?
And I thought I was helping. I thought I had to shovel. I mean, come on now.
Hey. That's a good friend right there.
I'll set 4 out of 5.
Count
fucking
bodies.
Gamer lingo.
I mean, but really, though. I mean, when you age out and the rest of your skin starts sagging, are you going to remove them? Or are you going to keep them?
Can you remove them?
You're, I mean, of course, well, yeah.
I mean, we're just talking about dead bodies. What the fuck?
They got in there somehow, so obviously you can take them out.
Why are we taking them out before the people die, or like right when they're dead? So we're
well,
not
I mean,
you
have no idea when Britney Spears is going to be driving down the road, get hit by a fucking car. So
yeah,
I mean,
but
you
when
can't
they
really
do the
prevent
autopsy,
that.
They can pull out the titties and like bury just fucking.
Well, that's when they prep the body.
Well, are we cutting titties out when we prep bodies, or are we burying fucking silicone?
But then at the same time, like, when they go to bury or
hold on, hold
casket,
on. What's the,
have,
what's
like,
the burning
sort of
point of silicone,
there, right?
Are we cremating silicone?
It's like, fast.
If you get a jar full of ashes of, like, fucking some celebrity with fake tits because she was your family member or whatever,
you'd have
you
have
silicone.
You're
going to
have a little teeny tiny
yeah.
bag.
They're not extracting it before they do that?
Why?
When doesn't silicone, when it gets caught on fire, actually turn into little tiny balls rather than liquid?
Yeah, so, it basically just melts into
the... You basically
end,
look
at
the urn, see a bunch
of
ash, and then little tiny
pebbles
it's gonna be like
all over the place.
Fucking, it's going to
be
ash with sprinkles.
I honestly feel like they should be extracted before we cremate. They could be buried because nobody's looking at it. But, like, as far as an urn...
Reduce, reuse, recycle, bro. Cut them out and give them to somebody else.
I don't want somebody else's boobs in my boobs. That's just weird.
But they're silicone. You fucking rinse them off and they're fresh.
Yeah, but, like, why? Like, why would you not want a part of them in the urn? Like,
because that's literally not a part of them.
But they paid good money to have that
that's
made
fun,
into
that
a part of them.
No,
now.
Some sugar daddy paid good money for that.
Unless they had, like, breast cancer and they had no boobs.
I'm going to safely say I never expected this conversation would go about dead bodies.
Well, what did you expect?
Okay, you keep moving. And I've got it on
I mean,
neck.
You can't really
that's
expect
fine,
too much
I
out
mean.
Of us. We there's normally when I, with our conversations, it always winds up talking about politics, religion, boobs, sex,
politics.
Or poop.
Well, I mean,
religion.
Me honestly, like when it comes to like fake boobs, like no go, dude. This is not.
You don't like fake boobies?
Nah, dude. Like every time I hear the concept of fake boobies, all I think about is just like triple Z fucking like mass.
See,
oh,
that's
no,
where
no,
I
see
have
that
an issue.
That's
where
that
she's eloquently done. Like some chick that had A's real life came into some money and she wants C's. Like,
that's fine. I'm okay with that. Fuck.
But
like, even if the girl wants to go like
though?
Double D.
I mean, wouldn't you have to
well,
build up?
Well, yeah, you
up?
Have to build up. So yeah. Basically what they do is they'll make the incision,
the
slap a small little pouch in there.
Let the skin grow.
Let the skin grow around it, stretch, and that kind of stuff. And then you'll go back in for another one. They yank that one out and put a bigger one in.
So it's kind of so like gauging your ears.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just gauging your boobs.
Exactly. It just... Actually,
pretty much.
I think it takes a little longer than gauging
your ears. So
here's
a question real quick. Just on the flip side of things, because we've kind of just been men over here talking about fake titties... Do they do pec implants? Can you have a squared
yes.
out silicone pec implant?
Yes.
Okay, how noticeable is that, and do
very.
We have the same opinions on pec implants? Because we're all pro boobies no matter what, except for Rage.
Hey, if a dude wants to have
some
pec
like,
implants, that's on him. Like, I'm not running up trying to feel on it or anything like that.
But how do you feel about the issue? Like, somebody,
of course.
If somebody approached you and said, hey, I'll do $30,000 pec implants for free, is anybody about it? Is anybody about getting some nice, solid...
I would,
well,
dude,
I mean,
because
see,
I can't get muscle with goddamn shit.
I can't
see, that's where I'm the
easy.
Exact opposite, because my pecs will freaking grow fucking huge to where, like, you'll think I look like...
So I could take the creatine,
oh, yeah,
I could do the weight gainers.
Like, they get fucking huge, and I don't know why.
Shake
in
the
morning.
It
training, bro.
It's all them damned fucking pushes.
Gain weight for, like, 2 weeks and then, like, lose it all. My metabolism is too damn
I'll drop and gain weight, like, no problem. Just the other day, I weighed myself, I was 165. I'm already back up to almost 180.
I'm probably like that right now. 164.
I literally drop and gain weight so fucking fast.
That's
all right,
I'm
so
saying.
Since we're on the topic
like
of mutilating your body with plastic, if a dude becomes a chick, so like a transgender becomes a chick, decides he doesn't like it, like the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, if he wants to go back, his dick was already shredded, wasn't it? They like fucking shredded that thing, tucked it up in there, like what, how do they...
They chop off
there,
his tail.
I think there's no coming back
do they make
that
wait,
shit.
So you get a new dick.
Yeah,
when you,
it's going to be smaller.
If you're a chick that wants to be a dude, if you're a girl that wants to be a dude, do you get to pick your dick size?
I think it's whatever's favorable off a deceased body.
They're not putting dead dicks on chicks.
No, I've heard.
No, they're like
they're
chopping your toes off, and they're using that and plus skin grafts and muscle grafts around.
Oh, I have nothing about that crap, man.
Yeah, they can literally take stuff from your own body and conform a dick. To put onto you and that kind of stuff. Because, I mean, it's... so here just shaking his fucking
head. Wait, hold on.
I'm looking at you like, are you fucking... this is all
no,
fucking new to me.
The shaft is easy because the shaft is just skin. How do we create new dickhead tissue?
Pulling up cat videos. I need to clean my palate.
On that fucking note, I do want to ask one question, though, real quick, before we go off into any more other tangents. Would you eat a cat?
Would I eat a cat? Fuck yeah.
Bro, why would you eat cat?
Bro,
it's fucking delicious.
Dude, are you talking about my cat?
No, just a cat in general.
No, listen. I was in Benson, Arizona. I was like 14 fucking years ago. I was walking through an alley after school one day, and this old Asian woman came up to me, and she was doing like her laundry outside on like the clothesline thing, and she's like stirring some stuff up like really like fantastic.
Yes.
Frantically, and like was like eating it and shit. I'm just looking at her all like weird, like, what the hell? She comes out, she's like, say something to me, and she's like, cat. And I'm like, what? So apparently, she was trying to offer me cat. She also had turtle. Like,
turtle's delicious.
Really?
I don't care what anybody says, turtle's okay. Actually really good.
But guys, I've never had a turtle. Alright, so cat is off the board for me. I like cats. I mean, I'm not a cat person, but I like
eat
cats.
The shit out of a cat.
Domestic cats are cool.
I mean,
but
I like horses,
there is
but
a
I'm,
place.
I still eat one of them.
Literally,
I have
5 miles from here, we could all go try to eat kangaroo. And all of you have said no.
Dude, you can go to.
I've already had.
Because I don't want
to
spend the money for it.
Have you had kangaroo?
The oldest.
How is kangaroo?
Tastes fine.
Like, what is
it's
it
nothing
like?
Great.
What is
it's
it
fucking
comparable?
Meat.
What
like,
is it comparable to?
I don't want to say chicken. Like, it would be like.
Like a tougher pork, almost.
Yeah, like it would be like a more muscular, like I'd say like a pork chop.
Yeah, so
yeah,
like a tougher pork.
Yeah, just like thicker. Just it's harder to
Did you have like a slab of kangaroo, or did you have like kangaroo pie?
It was basically like a kangaroo steak. It was like
that's what's up. Actually,
I'm curious. I'm going to try.
We can go eat kangaroo like tomorrow. Honestly,
isn't over at that little?
No, there's the Australian bite. It's down Arapahoe.
What about the oldest place in Denver, the oldest steakhouse where they serve?
No, that's where they got like all the other shit, like
shit.
The buffalo,
yeah.
Snake,
yeah.
Bison, yeah.
Snake.
They got like all sorts of shit. That's just
I'm
weird.
Sure the Australian restaurant serves snake.
Probably. Like,
almost
doubt
positive.
I heard snake's really good. I
snake
saw a YouTube
fucking
video
amazing.
This guy's tearing it up.
Snake is it delicious. I'll make you some snake.
I'll never try
it. I hit this without
that's one of the craziest thing I ever ate that was put in my mouth was cow udders.
I have not tried that one, but I have
it
done cow tongue before. That one was actually...
Cow udders was very
better than you're willing
interesting.
To admit.
It was better than I'm willing to admit. It's the texture I couldn't get past. The taste was fine.
Creamy,
the flavor was
it?
Great, but the texture is just
is
like...
Is it
what
creamy?
The... Yeah, actually,
yeah,
kind of, a little bit.
I've seen cow tongue. They're huge.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking ginormous.
It's insane.
But yeah, this dude is from back home, so like he literally took cow tongue, took a tortilla... Fucking sliced it up in the little tiny pieces, flapped it in there with a little lettuce and cheese on it, and I'm just like, oh, okay, it's a fucking taco. And I ate it, and shows me what it was, and I'm like...
About to vomit.
I mean, I didn't vomit. I finished it. Like,
you just didn't want to know.
Like, I'm the kind of fat ass that you put food in front of me. I'm gonna finish it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to like it.
That explains a lot with my cooking, doesn't it?
Yep.
More like your mother's.
Yeah, she's a shit cook.
In this alley, we got this.
So...
Next topic. Are zombies colorblind?
Hold on, I want to break away from that for
a
second.
About, like,
we're
going to
come back to that.
We're coming back.
We're
okay,
coming
we're going to come back to that. My topic that I would like to discuss is why is it that there are guys that feel the need to dye their hair every 3 weeks?
Because it's boring to have blatant colored hair.
Are you talking just guys or are you referring to me as well?
No, women can do it all they want to.
Because
especially like women like you where you look good with like fucking...
I've dyed my hair
the neon purple that I have right now.
I wouldn't even magenta. I wouldn't even say it's purple.
I'm not really sure where it is, but I like it.
I like how you're just standing there with your mouth open, just
a
attacking.
My masculinity isn't as fragile as the average man's. B. I've dyed my hair 4 times and none of the times did it take, so that's why we're doing it another.
Well,
time.
Yeah, and then that's also why I'm bringing this up. It's not taking, so why keep trying?
Because this time we fucking bleached it. So now
we what's his we shit?
I sat here and had bleach on my head. We did this.
You literally sat there. You didn't do anything.
I did a lot.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, we'll go back to the other conversation. Are zombies colorblind? Yes or no?
I say zombies
nope.
Are colorblind.
Are you talking about, like, the make-believe fantasy zombies,
like,
or clinical
zombies? Well, okay, so there's multiple...
What real ones are you talking about?
Clinical zombies. Definition, dictionary, Webster dictionary.
When we talk about, like, the hypnotic zombies from, like, the voodoo shit and, like... New Orleans. That's what we're talking
zombies. We're talking the zombie paradigm. Whatever zombie movie you feel the need to pull information from.
Or why are you not talking?
The whole zombie fiction. Where in zombie fiction do you think that zombies are A, either colorblind, B, have all of their senses, like I know Rage thinks, he thinks that they're fully functioning dead humans, or, I guess,
the third one I'm coming from, because it's like, are you talking about, like, the fantasy zombies everybody thinks about that slumps around, walks around eating brains,
Any zombie movie you've seen. So, like, any zombie movie you've seen that you want to pull facts from, go for it.
I don't know, but...
How's that Mountain Dew, Rage?
Clinically...
It's goddamn delicious.
Being clinically zombie... Why are you not talking?
No. You're smart.
I'm not going to interrupt everybody when everyone's talking at once.
That's the whole point of this.
Well, fuck that.
Remember, it's basically the debate game. We're just not taking points.
True.
Yeah, I want to go through your whole spiel first.
Basically, when it comes to like the lore of zombies, I think they do in fact have their senses. In reality, probably not.
So somebody dies, some sort of steroid or bacteria or virus brings them back. Well, they have minimal senses to find prey, or what do you think a zombie
actually has? Sight, smell, and hearing. Taste, I don't think they have. God, I don't think they care.
You motherfuckers. Are you like...
I would imagine it just being metallic.
I'm a clinical zombie. I'm a clinical zombie as we speak right now.
Just say, watch that happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a clinically
pronounced dead walking zombie right now. I still have all my senses.
Well, if they're reanimated and they come back, they have basic animal instincts.
We're talking reanimated.
Reanimated. That's what I was trying to get to. Thank you. Yeah, okay, so the reanimated stuff, yes, I'm going to say they have their senses because they can still visually think, they are, you know, visually see, visually knowing they want something because they got that hunger, so they're, you know... I don't know.
Now, do they have memories, or is there that?
No, I don't think they're going to have no fucking memory, no conscious.
Well, what about warm bodies?
I think they're frontal lobe.
Okay, that is like the fucking
latest
movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that movie was cute. Come on, he fell in love.
Okay.
Warm bodies.
The zombie was a zombie, and he falls in love with the human, or the girl.
Oh, that's like that. Yeah.
My whole minor reason on this is that zombies literally only need to feed, and the only thing they need to feed would be smell. Honestly, smell maybe. Minimal sound, but not very good.
Well, then why is it in, like, most of the zombie movies you have to do a lot at nighttime so they don't see you?
It could also be a portion of the steroid or virus itself that decides how much energy or impact it needs to have on this corpse to get its job done. All the bacteria or virus is thinking is that it needs nourishment. So, strain A could make colorblind, deaf, fucking dumbass zombies that maybe survive, maybe get a meal, as to where strain B could be all-powerful and restore all senses so that it could feed freely.
But
or is it
at the same time,
over time because they can't...
Exactly. We're looking at this in a total different way. It doesn't matter whether it's biological, whether it's a virus, whether it's steroid. It doesn't matter what kind of zombie it is, eventually, over time, they are clinically dead. Their heart is no longer pumping, which means their body will start to decompose. So maybe when they first start becoming zombies... They have full sight, they have full hearing, they have full touch, everything. But over time, they're going to start decomposing and no longer have
it. And that's also to say, like, the stage of decomposition. If somebody dies and in 5 minutes the bacteria or virus has got them and they're a zombie 5 minutes after death, they can still see. Yeah, they're still fairly fresh. But if we pick up a corpse out of a grave that's 2 months old, half decomposed, that thing is going to be that groaning, moaning, sad sack of a zombie we all know as a walker. Mm-hmm. Alright, so the conclusion is decomposition rate and strain has everything to do with it.
But that actually wasn't the question. The question was, are they colorblind?
Are they colorblind? Well, what... I still think zombies are colorblind because there's no use in any strain of virus or bacteria using any amount of energy to restore that sense
of full
capacity.
That's the reason why he wanted to do this topic, is because he thinks he knows.
No.
Full,
but he doesn't know.
Why would... Okay.
Because zombies are fiction.
Okay.
I'm animated, Allie, but if... Because if you have nine things to do, if you have nine things to do, and doing four of them gets the other five done, why would you do everything? Why would you do all nine if you could just do the first four tasks?
I would challenge and say that when they're fresh zombie, they in fact see color. But towards the end of their lifespan, the color will fade. Because, in fact, they're losing brain function.
But why would the
humans, after a while, your vision starts to go away?
So everybody else is basing it off of decomposition rate, where I'm saying, why would the strain or virus or whatever reanimated it?
Because it doesn't really know.
Why would it use the energy to give them full sight?
Strains and viruses and bacteria, they all have one specific purpose. They have no idea whether the person itself is colorblind.
If a person was colorblind prior to being a zombie, can they?
Obviously, it would be colorblind after becoming a zombie.
The strain's not going to restore vision?
No.
Why would it restore vision to a dead body?
It's a waste of energy to restore the vision from non-colorblind to colorblind, but if the vision is already seeing
those molecules
in color,
are
it's just
destroyed
using
by the virus.
Because all it is that actually helps you
but
see color
have,
is the way that you
all these cones and rods in our head. Shit, the virus could literally just pick red. I just want to see red tones.
And you know what? That might actually happen.
You
we have no idea.
I still think that you guys are going to be an end-all, be-all about it, but yeah, it's a lot of hearsay.
It's our own expressions and views. That's the point of it. You're not
you
supposed
are,
to be trying to convince us that you're right.
I know,
because we all know you're full of shit.
I am. It's not full of shit. My whole line of reason was totally okay.
Y'all heard it. He said
it's
it. He admitted
record.
That it was full of shit.
I didn't say I'm full of shit.
It's
so
now
not.
Going out to the public.
Fucking Hodor says he's full of shit.
Hodor.
It's not
fuck
Hodor.
Yeah.
It's Trogdor.
Yeah.
It's Trogdor.
No, oh, what Hodor. Trogdor?
That might be trademarked. I don't know.
Hodor.
What?
How's your day,
Hodor? That's a sin.
It is.
I have
oh,
issues.
Lord,
but that's okay, because you guys are all saved. I die for your sins every night.
I'm sorry, what?
I am God.
Please?
You're a man. They all think they're God.
You know what?
God.
Jesus loves you, but everyone else thinks
can
you're
can you not
asshole.
Irritate her while she's
exactly.
got a good handful of my hair?
Do what now?
I said, can you not irritate her while she's got a good handful of my
I'm
hair?
I'm more worried about that giant long spike that's on the other side of that brush.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
No, because you're going to pull my hair to move my head out the way and she's going to whip it at you.
With dye still on it.
Right in the eye.
That's why I'm worried about it. Like, I'm not worried about your hair. I'm worried about my eyes.
I saw the waves on the little screen. It was adorable.
Bleach the tip of his
hair. Which one?
Right.
All of them.
You
gotta
be more specific, dear.
All three of them wake up.
All right, well, they're all off in their own little conversation. Let me see your list. What else we got here?
Don't even ask what Betty's are. I'm just, you know, bees.
I'm more worried about sidewalk slamming.
Bro, you never...
Sidewalk like, you talk about, like, fucking on the side of the sidewalk, or... Like,
no, dude. Just
because, I mean, I've done it.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Well, no.
It wasn't bad.
I chose behind the bush so that she didn't get road rash. All right,
all right. On that shit, where's the craziest
like,
place?
Get in the fucking
fuck.
Grass.
Ooh, I like that one. Where's the
a
craziest
fridge.
Place?
A fridge.
Okay, so
I'm
technically that wasn't
freezer.
Fucking.
Or freezer.
Okay, what are you identifying as
Church's
fucking?
Chicken
fucking.
15 years ago.
Fucking was fucking.
Like straight up, really? Doing the nasty penetration, ball slapping on the cunt type of shit.
Craziest yeah. place
you've
done.
Could you not say that word again? That'd be great.
Okay, fine. Ball slapping on your butthole.
That's not where they go.
Head down.
I said slapping. I'm saying I'm trying to stick them inside there. I mean, if you're trying to stick your nuts inside the woman, you obviously
okay,
have no idea how anatomy
works. Ball, where's the craziest place you have sex? I have to hear this.
High school gymnasium?
Oh, this is going to come back to vitamin
yes. Okay, so first of all, it was not the gymnasium. It was the locker room outside my basketball game.
Okay, other than that story, I don't want to hear that story.
But that was not the craziest one. Now... Again, are we talking about full-on fucking,
yes.
or are we just talking about
full
fooling around?
No,
fucking.
Full-on getting
full
it.
Fucking
getting it.
Craziest place, man.
Everything that you fucking failed to
the
seal
wildest
the deal
place,
doesn't count.
Dude. I got like three
no, there were times where
places.
I didn't fail to seal the deal, I just didn't want to do anything more than besides get what I got.
Yeah, which is fine. Was it weird?
Try lightly.
No.
Yeah, get weird.
I mean,
don't
like Mitch said, there was that little thing on the bridge... Which was nice.
Alright, skip him. Let's go back to the man.
Yeah, everybody go else. I'm thinking.
Joel?
A church.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
This is like hardcore middle school. What the shit? I'm just saying, sorry.
Hmm? No, it's just the craziest place I've ever seen.
Wait, you can actually walk into a church without being set on fire?
Huh? What? No, I walk into a church and I immediately feel the burn.
Man, my pants are so holy, I can go to church right now.
No, it was basically just, there was no active session in church or anything, and we just walked into a church and we had sex. It was literally that simple.
Was that the plan, going to the church?
No.
You guys just...
We were just walking around and we saw a church. We wanted to take a look around and then she wanted to do the nasty, so we did the nasty.
That's pretty wild, man. Hell yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna say between, like, the walkway in a townhome complex, because the girl just kind of felt like it, and I was like, okay, we're on the way to the car. My dad's home, whatever. So we, like, went behind a bush and just did it right there. And then there was this other time where I just, like, did it against, like, an out, like, a detached garage, like, on the side of the garage out in Aurora. That was good. It was really spiteful and kind of angry, but it was really good.
Ooh,
we tried getting into the garage to do it on some kid's car, but, like...
Oh, I know this story.
The garage was locked, and I didn't feel like... I didn't have to explain why I needed a key to the garage, because I didn't have anything in the garage, so that kind of fell through, but... Yeah. Also fooled around in a church. Didn't get as far as Rage, but there's two girls involved, so it was okay.
Right on. Hell yeah.
What about you, bitch? I know the craziest place you've had sex.
A sewer.
That's easier than
not necessarily you would think. Now, if we're talking full-on sex, yes, a patio. If we're talking other things, there's a bridge, there's a Ferris wheel.
Ooh wee! I've always wanted to do it on Ferris wheel.
Right? That always seems fun. Hey, there's that huge one out in Vegas.
There is.
You want to try that?
Hit drop! Hit drop!
He's not gonna get it on a Ferris wheel. Now that he fucking opened his mouth, no.
Oh no, I'm gonna get it on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, fuck's
sake. Actually, there's free gondolas up in the mountains.
You move your motherfucking head. I'm gonna chop it off.
I'm projecting my voice at the phone.
Actually, it's picking you up just fine. You see little waves on the line.
I can't
there.
See anything, Brandon. I was told to put my fucking head down.
Stop saying people's real names.
Barn.
Fuck.
Dumbass.
Name dropper.
Oh, you can say mine. People know me as Joel anyway. I don't care.
Okay. Barn.
True. What?
You've had time to think.
I have.
Let's hear it.
And it is a split decision.
I'm gonna fucking break your neck if you don't knock it off.
Between a park, right in the middle of a baseball game.
Nice.
Kudos.
We're at Taco Bell.
You're so fucking disgusting.
What?
I've done it at a lot of parking
lots. I've done it in a restaurant, too.
Now, keep in mind, the Taco Bell that it was at, none of you have ever been to or will ever go to, so you don't have to worry about it.
What's the most embarrassing sex story?
Oh, I fell asleep while a chick was sucking my dick. Kid, you fucking up. No, I kid you not, dude. This is fucking hilarious. No, it's hilarious, dude, because, like, this chick could not... She sucked at sucking dick. And
it's like, bitch, you suck. How long?
I passed out, fell asleep. I woke up the next morning, her telling me, like, you fell asleep while I was sucking your dick. I laughed automatically when I heard that shit right in front of her. I'm sorry, dude, because I was like, oh my god, that's so fucking funny. So it's like, not my fault that you suck at sucking dick. I mean,
yeah, it's all your fault.
So, I actually have two embarrassing stories.
But I say, hey, you guys never even heard my craziest sex place I fucking fucked.
Oh, that's true. What was the most craziest place?
Can I tell a little bit of story to lead up into this shit? Because it's actually, it's an interesting story.
Okay.
Kindle the fire.
So,
I'm ready.
When I was younger, I was like 18 years old. I used to be a music promoter out there in California. Well, everywhere we went and shit, like, we'd go promote music. Go to different little towns, be outside gas stations, hey, fire music, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, this one time, there's, like, these two chicks. This one chick, one day, I was walking on the sidewalk, and it was late at night. I had a chick walking on the other side of the street on the sidewalk behind me, and she was, like, walking up faster. And she's trying to, like, I think catch up. Eventually, she crosses the street. Well, I go to the gas station on the right side on the corner to go, you know, get some Pepsi, whatever. And I go outside, sit on their little tables, because at the same place, it's a little Greyhound station as well. So I'm sitting there on the tables, and I'm drinking my soda, smoking my cigarette. And this chick that was, like, right behind me on the road, she comes and sits right next down to me, right beside me. And then she whispers in my ear, she's like, I want you to bite me. And I'm looking at her like, what? She's like, I don't want you to bite me. Yeah, dude. And I was like,
Dad?
Whatever. And then she gets up. She goes into the gas station. And then she comes back out with the fucking keys to the bathroom, because it's outside bathroom. So, fucking, she just grabs my hand. We go inside. She starts taking fucking clothes off. I'm like, fuck it, dude. So we go to town right there and shit. Okay? Well, she has a friend. and I meet this chick like a week later. So, and I remember I run into these two later on, and her friend looks just as good as her. So, this chick, I ditched the other chick, already had it. I'm sorry. So,
he's a guy.
This chick, though, but we were walking, and this chick was like, I don't know if she was like a preacher's daughter, but her parents were like uptight and strict shit, so I could not be at the fucking house. I could not be seen. Well, one day we would go to see a movie. Well, right down the road from a fucking movie theater is a fucking cemetery, and we just got out at night.
You did not have sex in a fucking cemetery.
Yes, I fucking did.
Gross.
Hella.
Fucking lucky.
Wait, is that necrophilia?
Yes.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Fucking a dead body.
Just because you're fucking on a dead body doesn't mean it's necrophilia.
Dead bodies are watching.
But, man, I'll tell you what. That shit was fucking amazing, bro. I mean, it was the thrill of, like, almost, like, getting caught. Because you always got those security guards that walk around and shit. Yeah, so, but it was like the thrill of fucking getting caught, but then also watching, like, thinking all these, like, dead spirits are, like, fucking watching you, like, I'm gonna hunt you for the rest of your life type thing. But yeah, the cemetery is the craziest place. Another crazy place that I fucking had sex with was the stairwell of a 3-story apartment complex.
Not bad.
Yeah, and we were like drunk as hell. We didn't give a fuck if anybody saw
it. Bastard. You fucking bastard.
Sorry, buddy, but that one you can't do. Okay, do that.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
What a cunt.
Fuck.
Yeah, he
snapped out
some shit.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Continue your conversation. I gotta try to fix this thing.
You're an ass.
So.
Okay, I need you to.
Look at how bitter she is.
So this guy's over here. He's getting his hair dyed. She dyed her hair, too.
This should be the Urban Dictionary.
We're still over here drinking some beer. Kid's actually being really good right now.
Oh, man.
That he is. He definitely is.
At bitter what?
Being good.
What?
Fucking damn it.
And there's the end of our podcast.
No, it's not it yet. Sorry, I'm just trying to fix this thing for your child.
I'm so mad at Connor right now.
Crap, babe, do you remember the password to this thing?
I had to change and put it as my profile.
Yeah, I'm not
sure.
I don't have control on it.
Oh.
Hold on.
I guess we're still recording.
If he's doing that, we can.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I was going to say pause it, so it's not recorded, like, absolutely
nothing.
You can't
pause.
Retardedness.
They right. can.
Okay,
they
so.
Can't. Once you're doing it, that's it. You
okay,
can't pause
then let's
it.
Finish the conversation then.
Oh, man.
Just because I have to take care of this doesn't mean the conversation had to end. Get your butt down.
I'm watching the
No.
I need to pull my sleeve up. Stop.
So, the other day I was at Walmart.
Gross. Thank you for putting it in my face.
I bought
Is
some beard oil.
I'm sorry.
I had some beard oil before, and it was like water. This beard oil actually is kind of...
that real quick. It's that in his beard.
You want some of this?
No, I'm good, dude.
Bro, it's just like...
Throw some of that in your beard, Joel.
Dude, it actually makes it smell good. It's actually good oil.
Spritz. Give me a spritz of that.
That
Wait,
is
are we done?
Like,
no, almost.
That is your moneymaker right there. I just put some beard oil in my beard.
Me too.
And it smells like that aspen timber, like, musky, like, manly kind of, like, smell. And I don't know. I like it.
Makes the beard soft.
But after you use it, you gotta have to find something to wash your hands with. But hey, good stuff. I mean,
okay. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I don't know why everybody was freaking out.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Well, I just,
Two topics.
Talking about beard oil.
Beard oil?
I threw some beard oil in. It smells fresh and dainty.
Now, would you use it on your pubes?
Would I? Fuck yeah, would you? Bro, this would actually do.
No hesitation, no thought whatsoever. Fuck yeah! I'm doing this!
Damn right! I would too, man. I mean, it's like. Fuck. It is a great smell. Like I was saying earlier, dude, it's like a aspen, musky, timber, pine type of smell.
I kind of like that.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I bought some crap the other time from Walmart, but then it's like they improved their crap. You know? It's like, I'm not going to spend.
I don't know if you can improve crap. You polish a turd, it's still a turd, but.
Hey, but it's a shiny turd.
It is a shiny turd. You are correct.
Did you use all of the gray?
Oh, yeah.
It's a dummy.
So while these like people are dyeing the hair and everything, I was thinking of some of the weird stuff too earlier that made me ponder about some stuff, and I can't quite remember exactly what it was, but it was something that was like really interesting.
Well, while you think about that, I do have a very serious question, and this doesn't really pertain towards you or Bitch because you guys never really watched this show, but for all of our Dragon Ball Z friends out there. When Goku goes Super Saiyan, does his pubes become blonde as well?
Fuck yeah.
This is a legitimate question that I want to know.
I think so.
He doesn't have pubes.
According to you, he doesn't have pubes. But here's a better question is how the fuck do you know whether or not he has pubes? Have you been all up inside that? Have you seen it up close and personal?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Absolutely.
I would love to see how you do
it. Goku's just a good dude, and he's shaving for his lady.
I mean, I got a friend.
Why? She doesn't
I got a
for
friend
him?
Out there. Actually,
she's Asian.
Hey, I'm going to give a shout out right now because my friend.
Gender swap?
Since high school is a big Dragon Ball Z fan. And his name is Charlie Schultz. And I guarantee you this dude can answer your question.
But see, I've already answered the question multiple times.
To who else?
At least myself and to my boss.
Okay. And what did he say?
He says, yes.
Get back to work.
No. My boss is cool about that kind of shit. He doesn't give a crap.
Hell yeah. Anyways. Cheers to good bosses.
It was a fucking cap, but whatever.
Hey, I just got fucking cheered with the bottle cap, guys.
But, so the reason why it would not happen is because when Goku goes Super Saiyan, he is emitting pure energy, hence the reason why you see all the waves coming around him, and his hair is not, in fact, actually changing color. It is just the energy and the light coming from that makes it look like it changed color.
So basically, it's just like an optical illusion.
Basically, that's all it is. It's just light reflecting off of itself from the energy that's coming out of his body, making his hair look blonde. The reason why it's all spiky and hard and shit like that is because all that energy is pushing upwards. So the only way his pubes would become blonde is if he fought without his pants on.
I don't know, man. I mean, if you're all focusing that whole aurora of energy, I think all your fucking hair is gonna glow, dude. I mean, it's like kinetic energy type shit. You know, it's like fire.
But again, we're all basing all this shit off of purely fictional crap.
Yeah, but
you're awfully quiet again.
Hmm. No, I've already expressed my opinion. Like, I don't think he has hair down there. I'm not even sure if he has a penis. Like,
he does. You see it in Dragon Ball. He has a penis.
Oh, yeah, you totally do.
Yeah, he's a naked kid running around all the damn time. He's got better looking ass than most women.
He also has two kids. Three.
Test tube babies.
This is what I said. Like, Joel also said he's an alien. Like, how the fuck are we supposed to know?
His kids were with a human.
So, he could have, like, spit that shit. He's just like, yes, I'm gonna come! Quick, it! Do you think he screams Kamehameha when he comes?
I would.
Most definitely.
I've done it.
Gohan!
Well, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, when it comes to, like, Dragon Ball Z and animes and shit, like, you can say whatever you want, and you can prove yourself white. Like, it's just fucking...
This is true.
You can always prove yourself white.
Right.
You said white.
Oh, whatever.
All right, you know what? Here's a topic, since I just, like, looked at that shit. What about people that put up Christmas decorations so freaking early?
Yeah, Barn, what about that?
What about people?
Okay,
that,
first of
like,
all,
it's a week after
I would
Halloween.
Like to. I would.
Just
I would
to
like
preface
to explain
this,
some shit.
Barn thinks our Christmas decorations are late.
No, I do not. I want to explain something
yes,
about this.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does.
I want to clarify something. All you
don't
motherfuckers are lazy as fuck when it comes to putting up decorations. I wind up doing it all by myself all the damn time.
Oh my god. My spider webs are the most aesthetic thing of the whole.
You didn't finish them, you dumbass.
Okay. First of all, what's with you and this word aesthetic? Is that the only word out of the dictionary you fucking know? And second of all, you put up fucking spider webs. I need everybody's help with everything else.
You didn't let me help with the lights.
Is that spider webs up there, technically? Is that what you
no,
want to call
it? No, it's supposed to be a gray netting, and I was going to build this whole thing to go in front of it with
Wait,
a skull.
Well, I'm just
because I never got a chance to go out to my garage to do it.
So you're going to blame me for that?
I blame
That's
everybody.
The sound of a sad story, folks.
Come on.
I blame everybody. The only reason why I wanted to put up Christmas decorations so goddamn early is because I wanted to get it done and out of the way so I didn't have to carry it all the way out
but
to the garage.
All your neighbors are going to look at you like, oh, he's
closet.
That guy.
He's
one of
that
those
guy.
Guys.
Just because I was putting him up doesn't mean
it's
I'm going
to be like one of those things where, like, even a year that. After Christmas, like, he's going to be like, yeah, I didn't have to put up my decorations.
I'm
going to
tell you something
no,
fucking right
just,
now. Hey, guys, everybody want to listen to this shit right now.
Seriously, you guys are going to fucking smoke?
Take it with us.
I was out there, yeah. I was out there in Tucson, Arizona.
We're going
mobile! I moved into a place out there in Tucson, Arizona. And this guy had a little teeny tiny tabletop Christmas tree set up all year long. And I'm wondering and I'm asking, I'm like, why do you have a Christmas tree up? And this is like literally back in June, July, August. And he tells me the reason why he keeps this Christmas tree up is because it reminds him of when he was a teenager growing a pot plant in his dad's attic. So it's like, but man, that was like 40 fucking years ago compared to your fucking age. It's like, why do you still got a Christmas tree up? Who the fuck knows? And it's kind of weird that why all these people still, like, put up early-ass decorations.
Well, mainly, like, leaving them up. I've seen people have them up, like, their Christmas lights all year round. Half of us are just too fucking lazy to take it down.
I agree with half the lazy part, people, but it's like...
And it's not because I'm lazy.
I'm definitely
because do you know how big of a pain in the ass it is to get up on the roof of a house to hang lights outside the house?
Yes, I'm very fully aware.
Or into one of those trees.
Why
or
put them on
like
the
that.
Roof, though, man? That's just like...
Well, you dangle them off the side of the roof. I mean, that's what we always did in my house. It's how you get, like, the big, giant displays and the outdoor decorations. You have to hang them from the sides of the rafters on right below the roof. And it's a pain in the ass, especially like if you have to do a tree or a bush or anything like that. Those are a huge pain in the ass. And the fucking window fogged up when you fucking fucked it.
No, that is the fucking funniest shit ever. I'm going to have to fucking try that now, dude, just for science.
But I need it thinner.
But anyways.
I don't want to force it and shut myself.
No, like I'm not going to leave the Halloween decorations up all the way until like a week before Christmas, obviously. So the way I look at it is
like,
okay, so when is the appropriate time to put up Christmas decorations?
November 15th.
December 1st.
November. After Thanksgiving.
No, I was going to say, the day after Thanksgiving is when you do it, because everybody's off the day after Thanksgiving anyways.
But it's like, why are you rushing that guy, Sham? It's like, when's fucking Thanksgiving? 25th? 24th?
It's the third... it's the third Thursday in
I know
December.
It falls on my birthday every couple of years. It's like...
Yeah.
But still, it's like... November is still set aside.
Wait, is it Thursday or third Sunday?
Thursday. It's always on a Thursday because Black Friday always follows.
You're right.
Why do they call it Black Friday?
Because when you work at the store, it's literally death.
We feel like we're going to die.
No, it's because instead of using red ink on the books, they actually use black to indicate profit.
Huh.
That's why they call it Black Friday, because they never go red on a Black Friday.
Thank you, Reaper, for the wonderful...
That is
I looked
knowledge.
It up.
That's some knowledge. Wow. Okay.
I feel like you were curious. Just
this
like
motherfucker
some
just
time
dropped some knowledge on us.
Yeah. You were just like,
oh,
why the fuck do they do this? What
why
is this?
Did,
what
well,
am
this
I looking
is,
at?
That's the reason they invented Google.
Hey, like all you folks out there that were actually wondering about this shit, now you fucking know. That's actually cool.
Where? I want some. It's on the inside.
My God. That's the main reason. They don't use green in the books. Not normally.
No.
Green is the color that's used to indicate how much you're up, not exactly how much money you made that day. Mm-hmm. Red would indicate going in the red.
A fucking
and they put that over
why is he cutting it? Oh, because it's so tender?
It's so good.
Meh. So anywho, so the day after Thanksgiving, is that when I'm putting up decorations?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Remember, remember, the 5th of November.
All right.
I'm all jacked on Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna scissor kick you in the back of the head. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You get some beer, Dan.
Here's a good one.
Right, Chip, I'm only 8 years old, but I'll kick your
Marvel
ass.
Versus DC.
DC? Hmm?
DC.
Wait, Marvel
Cinematic Universes.
DC. Okay, Cinematic Universes, Marvel, hands
DC.
Down. Really?
DC.
You're going to tell me that Batman versus Superman was a better movie than Iron Man?
No, not.
No, Iron Man was top,
what
hands
I'm say
down,
is that
one of the greatest
like,
movies. Yeah.
That I like was the legit. Fact that the DC universe is a little bit darker, it's a little bit more grim. It's not so much family oriented as it is comic book fan oriented. DC's not trying to appease the family of five. They're trying to make fucking comic book nerds happy. That's what I appreciate about it.
I'll give you that, sure, but their storylines are all sorts of out of whack.
Which is fine. I mean everything's an adaptation.
Character development is shit.
Oh
yeah,
BS.
They're
it's
doing
because they've
Justice
had six
League
Batman
without Superman. You can't build the Justice League without Superman. He's the one that founded the whole fucking shit.
Bro, I can show you a picture. My roommate just posted up his kid. Superman just fucking joined the league and shit. And it's a cardboard cutout because it's from the movie theater. And he's standing right in front like, I'm Spider-Man, join the league. You know, I thought that was really cool.
Although, I will
shout
I
out to David Fitch.
This. Spider-Man, worst fucking superhero ever.
Really? Aquaman.
But bro, he got the fucking... Hey, can
I
you can you agree
like
with me on one thing?
What?
He probably grabbed the hottest chick of all the other superheroes out
which
there.
Which one? Gwen
in the
or Mary
cinematic
Jane?
Universe?
Mary Jane.
I will give you that. With Mary Jane.
Oh.
And the movies with, what's his name, Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
I will give you that.
Yeah.
But as for, like, Kirsten
Dunst is barely attractive.
Boom! Bro, that's a doll
okay,
face,
with their
man.
Other choices
that
they had,
though. Doll
although,
face.
What was the one chick from the remake that came out? With the Amazing Spider-Man.
Gwen?
Yeah, but what was her actual name?
I don't know her name.
Emma Stone?
Yeah.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah.
I will give... she's pretty hot.
She's fucking cute.
Yeah. I'll give you that. But, hands down, though,
what?
In my personal opinion,
that's
Spider-Man
so
is probably one of the worst superheroes. The only reason why is he's a teenage boy running around trying to do shit that...
But he proved everybody in that fucking movie,
so
like in
good.
That high school fucking
he's
shit with that fight in the lockers, with the lockers and shit. He showed that dude up. What's up? It's like it's like that.
Game,
it's like
I'm
it's like everybody
it's
can relate
shit.
To that story. Everybody yeah. in school can relate to that shit. You got that bully picking on some dude, and you're always going to have that underdog that's had enough of that crap and beats him down. You can look at YouTube videos all the time where fucking big-ass bullies are always picking on a little dude, and that little dude just picks the dude up and just
yeah,
body
see,
slams his ass.
Yeah, but see, if you really think about it, though is the villains that he's fighting, okay, with the exception of, like, the Green Goblin, most of the villains that he fights...
Green Goblin's a fucking joke.
He is. But most of the villains that he fights are all people who have had wrong done to them and they're just seeking out vengeance.
Revenge, yeah.
They're not all psychotic and they're not all crazy. Just something bad happened to them that made them go a little tipsy and over the edge, and he's out there stopping them. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I'm really disappointed in the electric bad guy from the second Amazing Spider-Man.
I never saw the second Amazing Spider-Man.
I give up on the series after Spider-Man 3.
Okay, so...
Exactly. Actually, though,
way back
I did just watch the newest Spider-Man, and that was actually
pretty good. Days. In the PS2 days, there was a game, Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects, and the game had a character, and it was a dude, went to prison, whatever, they tried to give him the electric chair, dude just absorbed all the electricity, some shit, and he became Johnny Ohm. And he was this dope electric bad guy. But, in the movie, and they had Jamie Foxx play some dude with a fucking bald-ass head, they didn't make him Johnny Ohm, and I don't know why, they just made him his own little thing, when,
yeah.
in... Not necessarily the cinematic universe, but in DC's storyline as far as the games or character development,
how many times
an electrical villain was Johnny Ohm.
But how many times do you actually see magazines or books made into movies that never really follow along?
Well, everything's
with the
supposed
story,
to be an adaptation.
Story.
Like the whole Suicide Squad Joker is supposed to be an adaptation to a storyline where there's more than one Joker.
Yeah.
That Joker is supposed to be the second Robin. What was his name?
Jason.
Jason
Todd.
Jason Todd. What's the first Robin?
Dick Grayson. He was cold, so he went to go find a jacket or a sweater or something. But anyways, but that's also based off of pure fan theory. That we have no proof of that's actually what they were trying to do.
No, but as far as an adaptation goes, that's the only adaptation that really makes sense, unless it was a completely new story.
So you got us, Tabby. True, it is an adaptation, but, I mean, a lot of these theories that are coming up, they're just all purely fan-based.
I mean,
and
yeah,
that's one of the reasons why I'm not a particularly huge fan of, like, fan-based videos online, like YouTube and Facebook and that kind of
Except
shit.
Except for Goku versus Superman. It's a good video.
Goku would kick the shit out of him.
Oh, he does.
And the only reason why I say that is because Superman, in the comics, only killed one person, and he fucking went nuts over it.
Because Superman's not a murderer.
Yeah, he couldn't live with the guilt of actually killing a human being. Goku, on the other hand...
He didn't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
He'll bring him back with the Dragon Balls.
Exactly.
Like, fuck, how many times has Krillin actually died?
Six. I think is what it was.
And doesn't Shenron redistribute the Dragon Balls back around the Earth every time?
Yeah.
So how did they found the Dragon Balls six times for Krillin and how many times for Goku?
So that's actually the thing. That's a misconception. Is basically what it is once you make a wish with the dragon, you can only make that wish one time. So they wish for Goku to come back, he's alive. They wish for Krillin to come back, he's alive. They can't make that same wish again. But what they did is they wished for the two of them back together as a group. I went back and looked into this. And then there's also the other one where it's not the dragon that just watches over their Earth. There's another dragon that watches over the whole universe. And you look for the universal Dragon Balls or whatever the fuck they call them. And then that's how they started bringing it back. The Super Balls?
Is that Dragon Ball Super?
No, that's still Dragon Balls.
We don't want a bunch of balls, okay?
Because Kai was just Dragon Ball Z with different voice actors.
Bouncing from the left and to the right.
I got
and
some good looking balls.
And comes again.
Yeah. I got some great looking balls, guys.
Okay. You want to talk about balls? I don't quite understand why they're chapped and moist at the same time. Like, how many climates do you have down there?
Six.
Like, at least.
That's my new number.
We got cold weather, dry weather, wet weather. But it's like, they're never chapped. They're always, like, perfect.
Why are they ashy then? I don't understand.
Who the fuck you been?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what ashy balls are you looking at?
I'm just saying, that's.
If you're talking about our sun, that's just because we slap baby powder all over those sun bitches. They just look ashy. They're just really covered in white powder.
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it was literally all this. I mean, my balls aren't chappy.
10 more minutes.
My balls look great.
I mean, if they get chappy, then I'm starting to chafe.
We're doing full
set. Not good.
Just leaving it in.
And there's the awkward silence.
No, well, we're over here talking about balls. You guys are talking about dyeing Ryan's hair.
I know, it's like 4 or 5 fucking
and which
hours
conversation is
hair.
The gay conversation?
Dyeing hair.
I mean, guys talk about their balls all the time.
Hell yeah, I'm proud of my balls. I like my balls.
Never let a,
mine are bigger than all of yours combined.
Never let a woman convince you to guys, you never let a woman convince you to shave your balls because she's going to appreciate it for a day and a half until she's getting spanked in the ass by a cactus. And then that's going to be a real
that's
bad
the
idea.
Here's another question, though. Would you wax your balls? Just to avoid that.
Hey, man, I shaved
my
balls.
No,
because
it's still coming
once.
Back.
And those things were so fucking smooth. I swear to you, dude. That shit was like fucking velvet.
Okay, shut the door.
Yeah, smoke's going in.
That's so hard.
Yeah, God. Buddy, come on now.
Here, punch me right here. I'm just playing.
I cracked his tooth, so I would be careful.
She didn't crack my tooth. She knocked it loose, dude.
And I barely hit him.
I feel like all them years of chewing helped with that, though. Simply saying. That's all it was.
Barnes' teeth are about to fall out of his face from chew tobacco.
Or his girlfriend, one of the two.
Also, yes.
Man.
But seriously, you never answered the question. Would you get them waxed?
No.
Would you wax your nuts?
I would.
You would wax your nuts?
Because
you had them? Obviously, you don't have them, so you don't know what it's like to actually get them kicked or anything.
I bet you with the wax, it's damn good. I've shaved my balls before, and that shit was, like, so damn smooth.
See, I feel like wax...
I kept petting my own balls, because they're like, God damn, they're so fucking smooth.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I mean, literally,
smooth.
I'll have my hands down in my pants, I'm like, that's like velvet, dude.
Fucking Al Bundy and the shit out of it.
It's, dude, I, fuck, give me...
Yeah, but see, I also feel like it'd be kind of like a cock tease almost, because that wax is relatively warm when they put it on you. And I will admit, I've had parts of my body waxed before. It feels nice.
That's,
and then they fucking rip all that hair out, and that's where I'm just like...
But that's tough love, man.
I'd do it. I
feel like my balls are something I want to show tough love to.
Let's
just
go find a waxing place later, dude. And get our seat
to get them wax our balls for us.
Paying like $20 extra, I don't know. It's like maybe...
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a Brazilian for a man. Same thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
yeah,
I mean,
clean it all up.
Yeah.
Do they do that shit? I've never been in one of those waxing facilities.
I don't know. Call a waxing place.
Oh, it's miserable. It is. It's terrible.
Print gate.
And my eyebrows waxed once.
What?
And
actually, that's not that bad.
This Asian chick, right? She went and she tore the paper off, and then she went 1, 2, 3. The paper's in her hand the whole fucking time.
you don't grasp the concept of counting and bracing yourself.
No.
Shit.
Was she, like, Asian?
Asian as fuck, just 1, 2, 3.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the same thing when I stick my dick in your butt. Now knock it the fuck off.
Right. I'm like, yeah, quit it.
Just 1, 2, 3.
We're in it to win it.
Oh, man.
I think I could do it.
I'll do it.
I doubt it.
You want to test that theory?
I kind of want to, actually. I really do. I would.
Now, the gooch area, that's different.
You think about that warm little wax, like, being covered all over your balls. That's a nice fucking feeling.
You don't even get to, like, wax it. You just got to get them to dip it in the pot.
just teabag it.
Just teabag the pot of hot wax and see how they feel about it after that.
Honestly, no, dude. I mean, I think it would be...
Because everybody's real brave about waxing until that paper's on there and it's time to tear it off. Once it's time to tear it off, you get real scared.
But it's only, like,
quick.
A three-second fucking, like, shock. It's a three-second shock and then you're done. But bro,
no,
I mean, just
like
imagine just teabagging a fucking warm hole of wax. Oh my god. I would do it. Fuck it, why not, dude? I mean, you gotta try everything once at least.
Oh, ha.
So, on that note, would you get up a Brazilian wax?
Fuck no.
Why?
I'll stick to the razor, thank you very fucking
why
much.
Not?
So then you gotta deal
well,
with razor
a,
bumps.
To do a Brazilian, she's gonna grow
it
out. To do it, she's got to grow it out for 3 weeks anyway.
And I'm not doing that. I get like 3 days, and that's enough.
So the next time you have a kid, then we'll do it.
No, I will. I even shaved when I had a kid. Thank you very fucking much.
Not
in
the last few weeks.
I didn't do a wonderful job, but I still did it.
I mean, could you even see your hoo-ha at that point?
Nope.
No, you could. It was there. You could see it, but there was just another head with hair all over coming out at the same time.
That was
like I carefully.
That was definitely an event to see for sure.
I had my ex like two exes ago fucking shave my shit, and that was a fucking interesting experience.
You let another woman shave your junk?
Because she wanted to. Because she was curious. So I fucking let her. She didn't do a bad job.
I love you to death, hun, but I'm not letting you shave.
I don't want to be anywhere near your balls. Thank you very much.
It's a bonding experience, guys.
Very easily. Because he's a heavyweight. I think that's just because he can keep going and going and going.
He's super drunk.
It happens. I think now would be a good time to stop it. Half of our crew went inside. They've disappeared. I feel like an hour-long session is not something to keep everybody's attention. I mean, I could keep going. I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, man.
You do have development there. You probably take it out so it doesn't burn.
So,
4 minutes.
On that note, I'm going to take this inside and let everybody say goodbye. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Hold on. Ridge, we're saying bye now.
What? We're saying bye?
It's been an hour and everybody disappeared.
Yeah, well, I was freezing my ass off. Bye, everybody.
It's called a fucking jacket. We have jackets everywhere.
My bad, dude.
So, until next time, guys, I'm sure you'll hear more of us.
Love you!
Have a good one!
Bye-bye.
Yeah.